This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I gotta tell you that I love you, Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, dear sisters. I pray this finds you well and blessed. Now, I know that we've all come from different places and found ourselves suddenly Muslim. We all have that common experience, right? That first moment after Shahada, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadin abduhu wa rasuluhu. And then you go home and you're on your own at some point and you think, okay, now what? I'm Muslim, literally, now what? You can go to your fridge and perhaps you can have wine there and throw the wine out and then think, well, I can call my boyfriend. Oh, okay, that's not a go. What do we do? And things can start knocking at your door very, very quickly that can shake that immediate certainty. So today's video is about the three C's that are going to help you if you're newly Muslim or you've just started practicing to really secure Islam in your household and in the inner house and in your immediate environment, because that's really what we need to do. First and foremost, everything else is a long process and we don't want to make things too complicated because otherwise we can get lost. It's a big learning world out there and that's an amazing thing. I came to Islam in my 40s and I never thought that I'd do so much learning again. But the thing about our Islam is that it's not a course, it's something that is lived and it's learning to love. So today we're going to look at the internal household and the external household and cleaning that up, inshallah, with three easy C's. Bismillah. What human beings all want is certainty, calmness and connectivity. The number one that all of the imams and our teachers tell us is certainty is the foundation of all of that. And in fact, that goes back to the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, who said, certainty is the whole of faith. So today we're going to be looking at certainty, and certainty will give us calmness and connectivity. First and foremost, let's accept how blessed we are to be Muslims. Allahu Akbar, 6 billion people alive today, maybe 7 billion, more than have ever lived in all the time before, apparently. And you and I have been chosen by a merciful Lord to know him. That should just floor us every single day. At waking, you know, thanks be to Allah that you've woken us from sleep. Certainty means knowing that Allah sees us even though we don't see him. So if we're at a stage where we think, I want to stay the same me, but perhaps with a little bit of prayer, or I want to do what I've always done, but maybe I'll swear a bit less. This is not a faith about tinkering around the edges. This isn't a Friday faith. Christianity for some has become a Sunday faith. It was never that for Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. It was a full-time, everyday affair. And Islam, we really must be very clear about this. It lives within us and it lives in our behaviours. Allahu Akbar. So just tinkering around the edges is never going to get us to the space of certainty. So things have to change. So what's the easiest things to change? Well, little habits, little and yet they're big impact. What we listen to, what goes into our eyes and ears, really affects who we are and how we behave. And we all know that, yeah? If we listen to rock music, it can either vent our anger or perhaps make us feel very worked up. If we're listening to sad music, then it makes us feel sad. So the first thing we're gonna do, very easy step on the path towards certainty, is let's change what we listen to and what we watch. So for the next from now until the next time we speak, I'm going to set you a challenge. Every time that you're doing a chore, whatever that chore is, I spend a lot of time in the kitchen, I like to cook. When I started out in Islam, I would always have a lecture on. And a lot of the time, alhamdulillah now, I still have certain lectures and my favorite shiur and my favorite sisters who are sheikhas. They're on and they are giving advice and they're giving the reminders that I need. So take a course, sign up, and listen to positivity whenever you have that time. One of the amazing things about this faith is that there's no downtime, and that's a good thing. There's always, so in other words, we're not just passing time. If we're standing in a queue, yeah, a really long queue at the checkout, You can have du'as playing in our ears and we can be learning Rabbi Shrachli Sadri wa Yasiri Amri. We can be learning the ayahs of the Quran that we need for prayer, the surahs we need for prayer. So there doesn't need to be any time that is wasted. So number one, nice and simple tip, and this really, really helps. Get rid of the dross and start listening to positive, real learning materials. And these should be to do with Islam. They should be from verified sources and they should really fill our ears as much as possible. And commuting, how about the Quran? The Quran is shifa. The Quran is our healing. There are so many apps out there now, it's very, very simple. So these two things to clear out what we're listening to and what's impacting us during the day. So listening to lectures, finding out about our faith, and listening to the Quran whenever we are commuting or whenever we have those headphones in. Deal? As I said before, certainty is knowing that Allah can see us, although we don't see Him directly. And how do we gain that certainty? Umar was the first caliph of Islam after the Prophet's passing, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was one of the best friends of the Prophet. And it was said that the devil would cross the road when Umar was walking along. And we want that to happen. We want not to be impacted by unpleasantness, by hatred, by sins. And then these roots will help us with that, inshallah. And it's important to know what to listen to. Imam Al-Haddad, Rahimullah, whose book I've linked to below, you can get the PDF. He taught that the things that we should be focusing on for certainty in these early days are the verses about Allah's majesty. So when you come across a translation or of a verse that you understand, and it's Allah magnificent is He, Allah the most bountiful, Allah the creator, we should pause and really take that in. How majestic is Allah? How the billion star universe is nothing compared to Him. And how our minute cells change us from moment to moment. I cut my finger about a year ago and it was really bad. It was gushing blood. My husband nearly fainted. That's a bit rude. You can't see it now. You can't, it's gone. It healed itself by the grace of Allah. You know, we are miracles. We are walking miracles. And the Holy Quran tells us that Allah will show us the signs in the horizon and in ourselves until we believe. And something we can do every day is to sit with His magnificence and to reflect upon nature. So there's number one, reflect on those ayat to do with Allah's bounty, Allah's majesty, His greatness. And number two, consider nature itself. Consider the natural world. Consider ourselves. Consider giving birth. Consider the leaf. Consider how plants grow. Consider how water just falls from the sky and it feeds us and it grows. And if you are a gardener like I am, very amateur one, I have to add, that things grow in the garden because of Allah, not because of us. The best thing in my garden this year was some wheat, three random strands of wheat. And I think they dropped off a bird's foot, the seeds, because I didn't plant them. And they were in a waste pot and they were the best things. And my tomatoes all died. And you just look at them and say, Subhanallah, Allah is growing these and I'm not growing them. I'm just tending them. So these all give us that certainty. And thirdly, and most importantly, we can never truly attain and maintain any level of certainty in the truth of Allah's existence and about our Islam until we are doing what Allah demands us to do. That's the truth of it. Islam is not just in our hearts. It's not just it's in my mind, I feel it, and then we go on with everyday life and expect that certainty to stay because we're not pleasing Allah with that behaviour. And the first, most pivotal thing we should be looking at right now as new Muslims is the prayer. We've said our Shahada, that's the first pillar, and number two is the prayer. So along with what you're listening to, start learning those surahs inshallah to Allah. Start taking steps positively towards the prayer and then implementing the prayer. And if we've got the prayer in place, we need to be improving our prayer and adding sunnah to it, inshallah ta'ala. this is the golden ticket of life, and we are so blessed. I hope today's video has helped you to the past towards certainty, inshallah, to Allah. And this is really to start a conversation, to kick off for our group meetings, which are coming up. So do sign up below. This is sisters only. So we need your name and we need your email, and we will send you the link to the twice monthly group. And we're going to build a community of help and support, and we'll be answering your questions. And I look forward to meeting you really, really soon, and to your comments. Please remember me and all at Salam in your du'as. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.